Welcome to Sports at Large. Whatever problems or difficulties you may be experiencing these days, be grateful that you are not Kathy Engelbert. For the uninitiated, Engelbert is the commissioner of the WNBA. And right about now, in the words of comedy legend David Letterman, you wouldn't give Engelbert's troubles to a monkey on a rock. Her league, the longest surviving women's professional sports organization, is in the midst of its 30th season. Television ratings are at their highest, as WNBA games are seen on 3 broadcast networks, 3 cable channels, and 2 streaming outlets. The WNBA successfully added 1 expansion team last season, 2 this year, and has 3 more on deck in the next 4 years. The league and its players agreed to a 7-year labor deal in March, and salaries, which had been inexcusably low through its history, have skyrocketed. And yet, for all that seeming prosperity, Engelbert's 7th year at the helm has been the rockiest. The now 15-team league has been handed an influx of remarkable young talent in the past 3 years. In Dallas, there's Paige Beckers and AZ Fudd, a pair of gifted young guards taken first in successive drafts. The Washington Mystics have a promising duo in Sonia Citron and Kiki Iriafin. Minnesota rookie guard Olivia Miles shows all the signs of being a dominant force for years to come. And, of course, there's Baltimore's own Angel Reese, who appears ready to be as much of a talented basketball player as she is an off-the-court cultural influencer. But it's the WNBA's inability to meet and master the challenges presented by the tsunami of attention attached to the presence of Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark that has weighed the league down. Since she was drafted in 2024, Clark has brought bigger crowds, higher ratings, and a level of notoriety to the WNBA that it has never seen. People who wouldn't have watched the WNBA game played in their backyards have hung on every word about the former University of Iowa star. But all that attention has come at a cost on a few fronts. First, the narrative put forth by her supporters that Clark alone is responsible for the league's upturn in fortunes has rankled some fans and players. Secondly, Clark's penchant for flopping and gesticulation when she wants an official to make a call in her favor has rubbed many the wrong way. Thirdly, Clark's status as a cis white woman in a league that is dotted with women of color, many of whom are gay or queer, has triggered some horrific social media responses. Just last week, Phoenix's Alyssa Thomas drew a 1-game suspension for placing her fist in Clark's neck while Clark was on the ground. Thomas deserved the suspension, to be sure, but the uproar that followed was another example of the drama that follows Clark, justified or not. Engelbert's not to blame directly, of course, but her glacial response to it all raises legitimate continuing questions about her acumen in making the WNBA all it can be. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producers Lisa Morgan and Rob Tim, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.